Next patient. Next question is Deborah, D-E-B-R-H, Pruitt, P-R-E-W-I-T-T. Today is 2/2/24. She was born 10/11/64. Ms. Pruitt is a 59-year-old woman who comes in today for evaluation of gastroesophageal reflux, increased weight, diabetes, hormone therapy, and medication refill. Period. New paragraph patient has had gastric bypass surgery in the past and lost 70 pounds but gained a lot of it back. Period. New paragraph with gastric bypass surgery. Sure, blood sugar got better. She does have history of diabetes. History of diabetes, but is not taking any medication for it at this time. We don't discuss Ozempic or Mounjaro, and I'm going to start on Mounjaro with known history of diabetes. That would be very effective. Next number, next paragraph. She also needs to lose weight. We talked about diet and exercise. Period. Mammogram needed, so ordered. Colonoscopy done. Patient also needs refill on her spironolactone, estradiol, and Prilosec, which I will create a new medication list for. Period. In the paragraph, I also told her with stomach, any type of gastric stapling or gastric bypass or gastric sleeve, she needs to be on B12, so I gave her a prescription for B12 that her husband is going to give her 1 cc on a weekly basis. Period. New paragraph. Then we sat down and had a long talk about using hormones. I would like for her to stop the hormones. She said that's impossible because it affects her tremendously when she stops them in a bad way. But she is going to go see her OB-GYN and ask for bioidentical hormones. She promised us to do so because that's a lot less likely to cause cancer in the breast cancer, as the studies have proven. COVID immunization, none. Medication, let's make a list. Allergy, none. On a separate sheet of paper, estradiol, 0.5 milligram once a day. Aldactone, 50 milligram a day. Prilosec, 40 milligram a day. Surgery, hysterectomy, C-section, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, medical problems, as was mentioned above, social. She's getting into banking business. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's very active. She's trying to exercise and watch her weight, but has not been very successful. I suspect she has severe insulin resistance with obesity that needs to be treated via GLP-1, period. So mammogram ordered. Also, Mounjaro will be started with the history of diabetes, as I mentioned. Also, her B12 will be replaced at home, period. On exam, she weighs 178 pounds, 97%, 98.4, 17, 61, 120 over 57. Heart puzzles, some puzzles to lungs, fewer oncotriums, a clear skin, shows no rash on the coast with lesion, lower extremity shows mild edema. Assessment, assessment number one, hormonal treatment under estradiol, switch to bioidentical ASAP. Number two, mammogram ordered. Number three, fatty liver. Number four, history of RVH with sleep apnea. She thought that has gotten better, but with the edema that she has, I think that's not the case. She needs to lose about 20 more pounds. I would like to do a sleep study, but she wants to do diet, exercise, Mounjaro to lose the weight. Next number is fatty liver. Next number status was cholecystectomy. Next number status was hysterectomy. Next number is no abnormality noted in the pelvis. Next number B12 is a must with history of gastric sleeve. Next number is carotid stenosis, mild, minimal change from 2019. Next number is leg pain, arm pain, multifactorial. Next number is leg pain, leg swelling, multifactorial, but once must consider sleep apnea again. Next time's echo shows RVH. Next time's thyroid cyst that she had previously is not completely resolved. Next number findings discussed with patient at length, went over each section one by one before leaving the office so she knows exactly what to expect and what to do. Reevaluate in 1 month. Thank you.